breath and leave sleep complete.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday. It's the 6th of March, 2015. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam Territory of Oakson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, International Women's Day on Sunday, and the Firehall Arts Center is honoring the day with a very moving and provocative piece, and we will talk to its creator in just a moment. Also, Fun Drive wraps up tonight with a big bash at Pabst Pub, and we'll tell you all about that, plus our weekly look at what to do and see around town. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now, so don't touch that dial. Well, as I mentioned on the top, at the Firehall Arts Center this weekend is a, I called it provocative. I don't know if that's the right word to describe it, but Heather Hermont is on the phone, and she will help us explain that. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
So it's called Ribcage, This Wide Passage, and yeah. It's the story of Esther Brando, who was the first Jewish woman to arrive in Canada, but when she arrived, she had to pass as a Christian man. So, what happened to her? How did this happen?
Okay, so let me give you like a quick sort of tracy of the longer story of this person. So this was in 1738,
right.
And Esther Brando was a Jewish person from this Jewish community in the south of France, and arrived at Quebec in 1738. Passing as a Christian man. So we don't know, like somewhere along the line, either on the boat over or upon arrival, was doubly outed. So both as Jewish and as female, and we don't know in which order or how.
So she was outed before she even arrived? Is that what you said?
Pardon me?
Did you say she was outed before she even arrived?
Well, we don't know.
Oh, I see.
When this happened.
Okay.
But what we do know is that she then spent... You know, because this was a time in the colonial era when you had to be Catholic to be in the colonies.
Yeah.
So Jews were not permitted in the French colonies. And Canada at the time was New France.
Right.
So she was kept in Quebec for a year. And during that time, efforts were made to convert her to Christianity. And then purportedly, because she refused to convert, she was deported from New France back to France, but just disappears from the record after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether I'm sure it couldn't have helped that she had also been passing as a man, probably didn't make the authorities all that happy.
Oh, yeah.
Either. So that's the sort of the short version of the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I can babble on and on about more details as you like.
But that's what the play's about. So, we'll, Now, I had a whole list of questions about what she did and how she was discovered, but that all seems to be sort of lost in the fog of history. So what I want to know is, what drew you to this story? How did you find out about it, and what is it that about the story that really captures you?
So I first heard about the story, I first read about it kind of late in my life. I wish that I'd known it all of my life, mm-hmm. but it was when I was a graduate student at York University. I was taking a performance class with Diane Roberts, who's the director of the show, right. and she just asked us as this research and creation exercise to pick an ancestor of our own and research them, somebody we didn't really know much about.
Right.
So, you know, I was working with a great-great-grandmother, and I was researching Canadian Jewish history. And it was there on page 3 of the book that I was reading. I was kind of dumbfounded to come across it. And it just really grabbed me. So I'm not personally related to Esther Brando, great-great-grandmother.
Your great-great-grandmother kind of led you to her.
Sat on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
And this one took over my life.
And
yeah, that was back in 2005.
Yeah, so this has been with you for 10 years already.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And
so
go ahead.
I started out thinking about it as an artist, so I was really grabbed, just to answer the second part of your question,
yeah.
which is what grabs me about it, what compels me about the story. So I first read it as a queer story, because I'm a queer person myself, mm-hmm. so I kind of saw in the cross-dressing this resonance as a queer story. And then I also, you know, because of this movement between Jewish and Christian, that's like those are the two sides of my family, so I was kind of grabbed by that. And also grabbed by this sort of early colonial story of sort of policing the borders, so to speak.
Yeah.
So those were the three main reasons that I was really grabbed by the story, and that's kind of what carried me into the archival labyrinth, so to speak.
That's a very good way of describing it. All right. Well, let's talk a bit about the show itself, because you have combined a variety of disciplines into this, with spoken word and physical theater and video and music. So kind of maybe just give us an idea of what kind of experience we can expect in the audience.
So it's interesting. Like it takes place in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
And so the natural inclination is to call it a play,
yeah.
but I've never really understood it as a play. The first time we did it, did a work in progress. We actually did it in a gallery as a performance installation. So it's actually doesn't have really so much a narrative through line passing through it. It's more like a series of like poetic interdisciplinary,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes very concrete and sometimes quite abstract experiences. So I myself, like you were just saying, I move between, you know, storytelling and narration and spoken word poetry, and then like 50% of the performance is physical theater with music and video, so there's no text in large parts of the play, if you put that in quotation marks.
Yeah.
So it's, but if you wanted to put like a bullet point tagline on it, you could say that it begins with my own story and my own search until I become the archivist who gets entangled in this labyrinthine archival experience and then becomes the story that is being researched, which is to say that of Esther Brando. So that's kind of what quote-unquote happens in the performance.
Mm-hmm.
But the piece itself is there's a live sonic experience. So the Elliot Vaughn, who some of your listeners might know, he's a local viola player, plays viola and Lucan pedals live on stage with me. And then there's a kind of a video installation environment that that plays also, that it derives from a lot of my research. Like when I was doing my research in Europe and also here in Canada, I grabbed a lot of video and a lot of sound recordings, and so that factors into the. And I did a lot of site-specific kind of physical theater experiments and all of that on video. So that factors into the videoscape, let's say. So yeah, it's very interdisciplinary, and it kind of it's like an immersive experience where I think we like to say, and this is my director speaking, that the audience is more witness than spectator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
if
just
that means anything to anyone. I'm not sure.
Well, to me, it sounds like a very rich and fulfilling experience. I'm actually quite naff after. I mean, I was interested when I first read about it, but after talking to you about it, I'm really intrigued now. I'd really like to get to see it. So it's at the Fire Hall. You've already been playing, but you go until Sunday. Is that correct?
That's right. We have a show tonight. We have two shows tomorrow. So a matinee at 4:00 and another show at 8:00, and then we have a Sunday matinee as well at 3:00.
All right.
So all those details, getting on the Fire Hall site.
Yeah, just go to the Fire Hall Arts Center, and there will be a link to it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So looking forward to it. It's called Rib Cage. This Wide Pass. That was my last question. I'm always intrigued by why people name things what they name them. So where does the name come from?
Well, oh gosh, I'm never sure if I should give this away or
okay,
not.
Okay, that's important.
I feel like I shouldn't give it away.
Yeah.
Can I make that a teaser?
Adds to the intrigue. All right. Heather, thank you very much for spending some time with us, and I hope it all goes well this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot. That was Heather Hermont, who is performing in Ribcage, This Wide Passage, at the Fire Hall Theater this weekend.
We'll be right back. Surf down, surf down, surf
That is Surfin' from the Silver Sails. We also heard Big John Bates and No Sinner in reverse order. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We are finishing up our fun drive. We've ended the on-air pitch for money, so I'm not going to sit here begging for you to call 860-4822. Well, no, don't call that number because nobody's there answering anyway. Go online and pledge money or go to Pat's Pub tonight. There's a big show and lots of different bands, but they won't be playing as bands. What we've done is we've thrown all the musicians into a big pit and we picked them up one by one and thrown them together. And so we're going to see brand new combinations of some of your favorite local musicians up on stage tonight in all kinds of weird and exciting ways. So that gets underway. I think we're starting early but finishing late. So just head on down to Pat's Pub sometime tonight and you'll check that out. We got other stuff to tell you about what's going on around town this weekend. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with all that.
Every year, CITR wraps up the annual Fun Drive fundraiser by throwing a party with local bands and a silent auction. This year, our finale is happening on Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub, and the theme is Band Lottery. We're recruiting talented local musicians, throwing their names into a hat, and drawing out new bands. After a week of collaboration, they're going to perform brand new material for the first, and possibly last time, at the Fun Drive finale. This year's bands will include members of What's Wrong, Tohei, Still Creek Murder, Death Prism, Marcus Naslin, Cascadia, Get Over It, MOSFET, Doppelganger, Nervous Operator, The Plodes, Underpass, So You Think You Can Sleep, Trash Bait, Van Cougar, Eden Fine Day, Village, Candela Farm, Soft Serve, Invasives, Low Levels, The Hanson Brothers, Other Jesus, Terror Bird, Nervous Talk, Defectors, Mormon Crosses, Diane, Clover Honey, Supermoon, Cowards, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door, and available online at Brown Paper Tickets. The 2015 Fun Drive finale will happen this Friday, March 6th at Pat's Pub. Kevin Devine comes to the Media Club this Saturday, March 7th. With openers Dads and Field Mouse, Devine is touring in support of the simultaneous release of his 7th and 8th studio albums. This March 7th at the Media Club, tickets are $17.50, available from Ticketfly. The Spartacus Youth Club Class Series presents
Marxism versus Feminism, What Way Forward for Women's Liberation.
March 18th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., room 315 in UBC's Irving Barber Learning Center.
This March 18th at UBC, What Way Forward for Women's Liberation.
Suggested readings available online.
So let's take a look now and see what's going on around town on stage and stuff like that in town on stage. There it is. Had to find it on screen. I can't look for stuff and talk at the same time. I don't even know why I try. Okay, so we already talked about what's happening in the Fire Hall this week and Ribcage, This Wide Passage. They've got four shows going on, one tonight, two tomorrow, and then they close with the matinee at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Go to firehallartcenter.com. firehallartcenter.com. Anyway, Fire Hall Art Center on the line, on the web, and we'll put it on our Dave Radio Facebook page as well. Our good friends, It's a Zoo Production, who donated tickets to this show on the fund drive. So if you already donated to pick those up, that's great. It's called The Competition is Fierce. This is a brand new play by Sebastian Archibald, and it's sexy and violent, and it's a satire on the corporate world. And check out their the trailer. They made a great trailer for the play as well. And it's happening at the Shop Theater, Watson's Glove Factory, on 2nd and Main. At Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock, it's The Whipping Man, a play that I did a brilliant interview with, interview four with Anthony Ingram, the director, and it got lost in the digital wasteland. But it's a great play. It's all about, the story is about a Confederate officer at the end of the Civil War. He goes back to his property. It's been destroyed. It's ruined. He's got a gangrenous leg, and the only people left on the property are two recently emancipated slaves who just have nowhere else to go. And this Confederate officer also happens to be Jewish, and it's April, and it's Passover, and hilarity ensues. Plus, there's an amputation on stage. The Whipping Man at Pacific Theater. That's going on tonight and tomorrow. The Chutzpah Festival is still going on. A play that you might want to see is called What You're Missing. This is directed by Theater UBC's own John Cooper and features a couple of friends of the show, Stephen Aberle and Louisa Josick. And the voice of Dave is also in the play. I did a little cameo appearance in the audio track. So check that out. It's at the Rothstein Theater. Starts on Tuesday. It's not on this weekend, but it's coming up soon. So I want to make sure you know about it. At the Jericho Arts Center in Point Grey, down by the beach, Seven Tyrants Theater presents Mozart and Salieri. It's an avant-garde musical adapted from Alexander Pushkin's classic tale. And that's at Jericho Arts Center tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. In North Vancouver, Presentation House, Cat Killer. This is a hybrid between live theater and guided video experience. You go through the building, the old house at Presentation House in North Van, and you kind of create your own detective story as you look for cats in Presentation House. They go in small groups. They start every half an hour, starting at 6:30, and on Saturday and Sunday they'll be starting at 1 o'clock. So about every half hour after that, you can join another group and go and look for those cats. On Granville Island at the Waterfront Theater, Carousel is presenting Young People's Shakespearean Rhapsody. It's a bunch of Shakespeare's plays introduced to young audiences in the high energy romp, complete with fairies, music, words, and a whole lot of action. And that's at the Waterfront Theater on Granville Island. Keep talking. Playwrights Theater Center has moved from Granville Island to Chinatown. It's now at 739 Gore, and they'll be hosting the Brave New Playwrights Festival. The plays themselves will be happening next week, but tomorrow there's a special preview thing called a staged reading series. There will be 8 plays and a discussion panel of Vancouver theater artists, and that's happening between 1 and 5 o'clock. Check out the Brave New Playwrights website for more information on that. At the Havana on Commercial Drive, a play called Nordost. It's the story of the 57-hour hostage crisis that took place in Moscow in a movie theater in 2002. No, it wasn't a movie theater. It was a ballet theater. That's right. Anyway, it's told from the perspective of 3 different women that were involved in the event, and that's happening at the Havana tonight and tomorrow night. Also in Marpole at the Metro Theater, they're doing Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, kind of a fast-paced new adaptation directed by friend of the show, Joan Bryans. The Cult has Cadre, which is a South African play inspired by true events in the life of an activist and during and after the apartheid era, and that's happening tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Havana. I mentioned the Troika. They've also got their usual Sunday night stuff, the East Van Comedy and Instant Theater. And then also if you want comedy on Sunday, you can check out the Sunday services at the Fox Cabaret at Main and 7th. And a couple more things. We've got the Rio Theater is playing Selma and American Sniper, a couple of Academy Award nominated films. That's tonight at 6:45 and 9:15. And then at midnight, Big Trouble in Little China, a great John Carpenter movie with Kurt Russell and Kim Cattrall. It's a crazy, goofy action adventure spoof comedy fun kind of movie. That's the midnight show at the Rio tonight. And then on Sunday, also for International Women's Day, the Rio is doing a special screening of Highway of Tears, a story about the hundreds of missing Aboriginal women across the country. So that don't want to miss that. And one last thing, just to end up on a lighter note and to bump us right into the music, at the Imperial on Main Street, used to be the Shaw Theater. No, it wasn't the Shaw. What was it? Golden Harvest, was that it? One of those Chinese movie theaters. Anyway, it's now called the Imperial, and it's they're hosting a big show for a tribute to the Pogues with all kinds of great local acts, including Shane's Teeth, which is an incarnation of some of the members of the Hard Rock Miners, and it'll all be hosted by Aaron Chapman of the Town Pants. So we're going to hear a song from the Town Pants, and then we're going to hear a song from the Pogues. So there you go. That's happening tomorrow.
Though
night.
They drain their bodies underground, who dare to push them around?
Make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers, they're liars, but they're men. Make way for the Molly Maguires. You'll never see the likes of them again.
Down the mine, no sunlight shines. Those pits, they're black as hell. In mud and slime, they do their time. It's Paddy's prison cell. And they curse the day they traveled far. They drown their tears in a jar.
So make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers and liars, but they're men. Make way for the Molly Maguires. You'll never see the likes of them again.
Backs will break and muscles ache. Down there, there's no time to dream. A field and farms, a woman's arms, just dig that bloody seam. Though they drain their bodies underground, who dare to push them around?
So make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers, they're liars, but they're men. Make way for the Molly Maguires. You'll never see the likes of them again.
Sunlight shines, those pits, they're black as hell. In mud and slime, they do their time. It's Paddy's prison cell. And they curse the day they traveled far. They drown their tears in a jar.
So make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers, they're liars, but they're men. Make way for the Molly Maguires. You'll never see the likes of them again. Make way for the Molly Maguires. They're drinkers and liars, but they're men. Make way for the Molly Maguires. You'll never see the likes of them again.
Let them go, boys, let them go, boys. Let them go. Sunday, March 8th is International Women's Day. Tune in to CITR between 12 and 8 p.m. for FemCom programming focused on female musicians, artists, women's issues, and more. For the full programming schedule, visit www.citr.ca.
What are you doing, Phil?
And right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Okay, now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. For more details, consult VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Vagabond Players in New Westminster, they're doing Lend Me a Tenor by Ken Ludwig, and they are having their auditions in April. This is one of these standby plays by a great Canadian writer, and they're looking for it's about opera, and so they're looking for a couple of singers, but the rest of the play is about people that don't sing. So if you don't sing, you don't have to worry about it. They're looking for four men and four women for that. Also, actually, this coming this weekend is another audition in New West at Vagabond Players. They're at the Burnie League Theater in Queen's Park, by the way. Alchemy Theater Ensemble is doing Midsummer Night's Dream for the summer production, and they're holding their auditions this weekend, and they are looking for, let's see, the role of Puck has already been cast, so everybody else is up for grabs, but if you are going for the role of Tatiana, that will require partial nudity, so be aware of that. But check out Vagabond Players or Alchemy Theater Ensemble for more information. The United Players in Point Grey at the Jericho Arts Center doing The Imaginary Invalid, directed by Michael Farah, friend of the show, and they are holding their auditions on Sunday. And that's at the Jericho Arts Center, looking for four males, four females. You do need to book an audition time with United Players, though. So call 604-224-8007 to book your audition. Now Theatre and the Quimera Collective doing Vancouver's School for Scandal, by an adaptation of School for Scandal by Richard Sheridan. This is an adaptation by Matthew Willis, and it's a satire of Vancouver social culture. They are going to be auditioning in April at the Carousel Theatre on Granville Island, looking for 14 actors. Casting is gender blind and open to all adults above the age of 18, all ethnicities and denominations. So go out for that one. That looks like it'll be pretty good. Another one that looks like fun is Awkward Stage Productions' Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus. And if you are familiar with Shakespeare, you know that Titus Andronicus is the one with all the blood, where they, actually drain blood into a big salad bowl on stage, and the that later on the queen is tricked into eating her own kids, and this is going to be a light and delightful musical. It's a new work by Andrew Wade and Jenny Anderson. Andy Toth is directing, another friend of the show, and it's going to be part of the Fringe Festival, which will be happening in September. Their auditions are in April again, Sunday, April 12th at the Carousel Theater, looking for actors of both sexes and all age groups. Well, not all age groups, but looking for teenagers, ages 13 to 18, but they're also looking for young adults from 19 to 30. So if you want to find out more about that, you check out awkwardstageproductions.com. If you want to find out more about any of these other shows, you can find the details on vancouveractorsguide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website at vpl.ca. Okay, we're going to hear some more music now. This is a new release from John Mutter on Munt Records. It's called John Mutter Was Raised by Wolves, and the song is Far From Home.
Shit in the sand, the fog shed up in the clouds, and
All right, that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. A special shout out before we go to someone we lost this week, Fred Lachimo. He was a radio guy in Vancouver for nearly 40 years. You might remember him at the end of his career. He was a morning show host on one of those easy listening stations. But in the 60s, he was one of the boss jocks at 14C Fun on West 4th Avenue in Kitsilano. So let's all have a solid gold Fred Lachimo weekend. There's basketball playoffs on the radio tonight with UBC against Alberta in the women's semi at 6 o'clock and the conference final tomorrow at 7 right here on the Thunderbird Radio Network. Don't forget the big Fun Drive final tonight at Pat's Pub. Erica and Eleanor are here with Femme Concept coming up next. And Dave Radio returns next Friday at this same time. Bye-bye.
Remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Spartacus Youth Club Class Series presents
Marxism versus Feminism. What way forward for women's liberation?
March 18th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., room 315 in UBC's Irving Barber Learning Center.
This March 18th at UBC, what way forward for women's liberation?
Suggested readings available online.
had to start.